I think I saw somebody had a question. Whatever the questions are, now's the time. Bring them up. Post them in the text there, or else raise your hand and ask verbally. Audibly, I should say. Welcome to the room, those who came in after we started. You can trust the Word of God in the King James Version to be without error. Is that the question there? Let's see. Sin is doing something that is wrong. Iniquity is doing something that you know is wrong. I don't accept that differentiation. Wrong is wrong whether you know it or not. You know, it's not imputed where there's no law, but it's still wrong. Just like it was wrong for Cain to kill Abel before the law that said, "Thou shalt not murder." Well, I'm looking. Let me scroll back. I don't see any other questions being brought forward here. Yeah, if there are mistakes in the Bible, how do you know that the gospel isn't a mistake? That it's something else we're supposed to trust other than the fact that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. Okay, well, I don't see any other questions coming up. That's KJV. WHP. States, is that it? States, KJV has Mrs. WHP. WHP. I'm looking. I don't see anybody whose name begins with WHP. Stop. I'm going to drop the mic.
Thank you, GPM. It's a boy. Who says that the KJV has mistakes? Oh, well, you're just a man, so I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. Well, I guess you're a man since your nick is it's a boy. But, you know, it's just men who say the KJV has mistakes. Number one, you weren't alive back in the first century. And we have no idea exactly how much the Greek has changed down through the copies. But the Textus Receptus is where the King James comes through. For the most part, and there's more copies of it than there is anything else in the world, in biblical circles. So they use it and look at the other copies of the same text within the Textus Receptus and came up with the KJV translation. And guess what? It's the only translation that I've ever read or studied that doesn't make God out to be a liar, doesn't call Jesus Christ a God. Jesus spoke Greek. You were there to hear it, huh? Jesus was a Hebrew. I thought Jesus spoke Hebrew. If you want to believe that the KJV is mistaken, then there's nothing in a Bible that you can trust, period. I, for one, trust that Jesus Christ gave revelation to Paul, and I follow Christ as Paul followed Christ. Peter and the boys won't even have their sins blotted out until after Jesus Christ comes back. And my apostle Paul tells me I am saved right now. And I can trust that. And that I'm guaranteed to stay saved no matter how bad I screw up. I didn't do anything to get saved, and I can't do anything to stay saved. Jesus Christ keeps me saved himself. If I can't do anything to get saved, and I can't do anything to stay saved, then there ain't nothing I can do to get unsaved. All right, what is it? That's so true, Mike. Can anyone do what? Well, that's how we're told to study the Bible, is rightly dividing. And if you read the words on the page, it tells you who was being spoken to, when they were being spoken to, and for what purpose they were being spoken to. All you got to do is believe it. Well, let's see. Noah built a boat. First of all, that says Noah built a boat. That leaves me out of it. Peter says, ye men of Israel, ye Jews, in Acts 2. Oh, guess what? That leaves me out of that, too. So, yeah, all you got to do is pay attention to the words on the page and believe exactly what they say, to whom they say it, for when it was written. And it's not that hard. You just got to quit believing what some man tells you. Yeah, the words on the page, it's a boy. I've reiterated that about four times now. The scriptures themselves say Noah built a boat. The scriptures themselves say, hey, ye men of Israel, listen to what I say in Acts 2. I'm not a man of Israel. And that's what rightly dividing entails. You have to pay attention to the words on the page And when you do, there is certain scripture that is written just to you. And then there is certain scripture written just for Israel. Let me ask you a question. It's a boy. Let me ask you a question. You ready? For over 1,500 years till Christ came on this earth, the Bible and scripture was all to, for, and about Israel. What makes you think God changed his mind? It's still to, for, and about Israel, all the way up until his death. That's Old Testament. A New Testament requires the death of the testator. Scripture says that. Well, quit worrying so much about dividing and worry about what the scriptures actually say. Because Paul says he was the apostle unto the Gentiles. And unless you know what tribe you're from, there is no Jew or Greek today. We're all Gentiles. Even those that are ethnic Jews are Gentiles. Well, let's see. If you want to believe what Peter said, then you have to sell all you have and have all things in common with everybody else. If you want to believe what Peter says, then you have to give money to people when they ask you for it. And don't ask for it back. I'm disabled, stuck in a nursing home, and I need about 10 grand for a new set of teeth. Yeah, scripture, it's a boy. Scripture divides itself. You pay attention to the words. It divides truth from truth. It's a boy. You're obviously not listening to what I'm telling you. Scripture itself divides itself. Because it tells you who is being spoken to. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin? All sin? Past, present, and future? I'll take that as a no. By paying attention to the words on the page, it's a boy. First and foremost, Paul said he was the apostle unto the Gentiles. Paul wrote 13 books. of 27 New Testament books. Do you believe that Jesus Christ rose again the third day for your justification? Oh, no, I didn't ask that yet. I asked if you believed he died for your sin. I didn't ask if you believed he rose the third day for your justification. If you truly believed that, then you would be filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would educate you as you read Scripture. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. Am I still here? It's a boy, you're a liar. I've told you several times how to rightly divide the word of truth. All right, your mic, Mike.
It's do I have sound? Yeah, I guess so. Thanks for sticking around and asking the question. When we tell you the gospel, we're rightly dividing that gospel from Israel's gospel. We're not telling you to sell all and give it to the apostle, put it at the apostles' feet to be divided. We're not telling you to obey the law that was given to Moses. Acts 13:39 divides between those two systems of doctrine, between people believing the gospel of the kingdom that was in Exodus 19. The gospel of the kingdom being that God said he would make them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. A nation on earth. And he mapped out the territory that they would rule the world from with Christ on the throne. That's all different, isn't it? Then did Christ die for your sins? If you believe he did, you're resting in his salvation then, in his saving you from your sins. That's the difference. That's the dividing. You have to divide between what's to you, what is stated in the Bible to be to you. We know that gospel is to us because God sent out Paul with those instructions. That's what an apostle is, a sent out one. A sent out one. So when the Lord sent out Paul to us with information how to be saved, that's our instructions. It's not Israel's. Israel's not around anymore. But Israel's doctrine and Israel's gospel that was the way to be saved before, to be right with God before, that doesn't work anymore. We have to divide that away from what's for us today. Let me show you three verses that may help you to see. When you look at, well, let me post the verses here. You still with us, Itza? You still here? Okay. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Those are specific instructions. Instructions how to avoid the wrath of God in the flood. That's a salvation verse. But not for us. We have to rightly divide. Who is that? Well, the second word there, who would you say is the thee? Is that you as you read it? Is God talking to you? Who is the thee? T-H-E-E, the second word in that verse. Who is that? Well, let's go back a verse. Yeah, let's go back a verse and see what it says. And God said unto Noah, not unto Itza, not unto Mike. God said to Noah. So, in that case, you don't find Abraham coming along hundreds of years later and building an ark to be right with God. Abraham knew to rightly divide that instruction for salvation, divide it off for Noah, and he had to, it says in Romans 4, and it says in Genesis, that Noah believed God, and it was credited to him, accounted to him for righteousness, imputed to him for righteousness. Well, let's look at another verse. Look at John 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Who is the thee there? Is that you, the reader, whoever's reading it, is the thee that Christ is saying, you know, you can't enter the kingdom of God unless you're born of water and of the Spirit? Who's he saying that to? Go back a few verses. The Bible tells us it's not hard to divide when you believe the Bible. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Right. There you go. All right. Let's go ahead a few, a little further. Let's look in Paul's epistles. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Who's the ye there? Remembering that Paul was sent out by Christ to you, to us Gentiles, with our salvation instructions. Your mic keeps breaking up. Well, I hope you heard enough to benefit from it, and I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just trying to give you an understanding of what it means to identify the pronouns so you know who is being spoken to, so you know what part of the Bible is to you and what part was to Israel. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4 is to us. And that's how God saves people today, by believing that Christ died for our sins. And, well, that's how Christ does it. But how does it apply to me? By believing that Christ died for my sins. And you, Christ died for your sins. Okay. All right, we've got another lesson here. If there are no more questions, we can go to that. And I'm just going to stall here a minute to make sure there are no more questions. I don't want to cut anything off here. All right. It's probably my network. Yeah. Mine does that too. Anyway, I've got a lesson here again from Alex. This probably will be the last one for a while. From Alex Balinget, I think you pronounce it, or Balinget. it's labeled the way I read. Well, let me just read you what he's got. 2020 vision for Sound Words Bible Church. So I think that's his plans, but he presented it as a message, so we'll go with it that way. And here's Alex.
Just starting to put the wheels on the bus, you'd say. And so
Gracie's hand. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me drop the mic and you come on up.
That's okay, Mike. Hi, it's a boy. First of all, welcome into the room. Yes, all of the Bible, it's spoken to God's people. Some of those people, let me put it as simple as I can for you. Okay, can you hear me all right? Okay, honey. If you take out the books in the Bible of Romans through Philemon, and you didn't have those 13 books, you would have a book written to and about the Jews. Okay? The epistles of Paul, from Romans to Philemon, it's a boy. I put it this way, in simple language. It's your walk, your talk, your giggle, and your squawk. It is what God is doing today on the earth through the body of Christ. And that information, Itza, was given to the Apostle Paul. It was not given to Peter and the 11. It was given to Paul. Until Paul came on the scene, nobody knew about the body of Christ except God. That's as simple as I can break it down for you. So as you are reading the scriptures to and about the Jews, don't try to make it your mail. It's not to or about you. What is to you as a member of the body of Christ and about what God is doing is Romans through Philemon. In those books, you can see what God is doing right now. It's called, in the King James Bible, it's divided into three. There are things that say times past. There is a section called the but now. We're in it. And then there's ages to come. So we are in the but now portion of God's word. And nobody knew what was going to be going on in Romans through Philemon until God saved Paul and gave to Paul the dispensation of the grace of God. You can read about that in Ephesians chapter 3. I hope that helps you. I'm trying to define it simply, and that's what helped me, Itza, was understanding that information. Take out Paul's 13 epistles, and the Word of God flows perfectly. When you come to Paul, things begin to change. God is the same, Itza, but what he did for mankind and what he's doing, he did change. Yeah? That's it. And Ephesians 3, what's written to you, Itza, is Romans through Philemon. God's talking about and to the body of Christ. Does that help you some to clear it up just a bit? If you keep that in mind as you are in scriptures, that's what's going to help you. God will not honor anyone trying to claim, okay, hon, God will not honor anyone trying to claim promises that he gave to Israel. He just is not doing that. But you've got, and that's where Satan comes in. He's very busy telling people, well, it's in the Bible, so it must be written to you. Well, it's not. So it does take some time, Savoy, if you've never heard it. It's new to your thinking, and it sounds strange. We've all come from that. Well, we didn't understand. Every one of us in this room, there was a time when we did not know and we did not see it, and we were guilty of just taking anything in the Bible as our mail. I don't know any of the promises in the Bible that was not meant for Israel. Well, today, an example, today, here's a difference. In order to be part of what God was doing on earth, bless Israel, in order to be a part of what God was doing when Jesus was walking the earth. Do you have to bless a Jew to be a member of the body of Christ? There's no difference today. God changed things. but you would have to be take on the Jews' religion and bless a Jew to be blessed by God. Do you have to do that today? It's a boy. No. God changed his plan. If you'll keep in mind, when you're in Paul's epistles, it's different. Totally different than what God was saying to the nation of Israel. One thing, when you read about it, Peter and them said, he that worketh righteousness is accepted. You know that verse? Somebody can post it. Paul says, to him that worketh not, but believeth, his faith is counted for righteousness. One says you got to work for righteousness. Paul says, no, you don't. They're different, but they're both truth. One was written to the nation of Israel. One is for the body of Christ. That's what we're trying to tell you. Yeah. In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted. See, right there, Acts 10. And then Paul says, yep, not by work to him that worketh not, but believeth. Can you post that verse? I can't get it out of my head. His faith is counted. So one says you got to work, the other one says you don't. Now, sounds schizophrenic, doesn't it? Yes, no, yes, no. But that's where, thank you. There you go. One says he that worketh is justified. To what? Keep in mind, it's a boy. Take a note. Put it down if you got a notepad. Anything outside of Romans to Philemon is not your personal mail. He tells us, but to him that worketh not. That's written to the body of Christ, okay? We don't work for righteousness. We have the righteousness of Christ the moment we're saved. Now, I know you will go on with your study, Mike, but there's a lot to learn. And it's a boy, you are very welcome to come in, add this room to your favorites, jot down questions, and when the studies are over, you might get the answers if you just listen to the studies that we do. And if not, jot down the questions that you have, and we will take you to the Word of God, not our Word, but God's Word, and give you those answers. Okay, hon? Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, let me. Okay, I don't know what I had this open for. It's just taking up bandwidth. There was one verse I did want to point out. There are two blatant. Is that a good word? That's a bad word. what's the positive end of blatant instead of negative? Anyway. Two places where it's obvious there are two systems of doctrine, two dispensings of God, without using the word dispense, but if we look at what Peter told some of the people that he ministered to, he wasn't a minister in the body of Christ, he was a minister in Israel, and he said, account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them these things, in which some things are hard to be understood. Peter didn't have that information from God to give it to Paul. Paul had to give it to Peter. Peter said it was hard to understand for him, for Israel. So, and he goes on, he says, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, or wrestle, as they do the others, do also the other scriptures to their own destruction. No sound? Anybody hearing me? No sound. That's not good. Anybody hear me? You can hear me. Okay, Dave. And then the other place was, before we get into this, do we have time for the other lesson? I just lost my, let's see, we're looking for Acts 13, 38 and 39. Paul was preaching to the people in Antioch of Pisidia, and he had just told them that Christ died, was placed in a sepulcher, and then risen again. And he went on to tell them that Jesus was the Son of God, the Messiah, risen from the dead. And then he says, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things." Well, that's different than Israel. Some things were not forgivable to Israel. But this is that all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. You see the two contrasted side by side there? The two ways of doctrine? So, we're not making this up. We're not trying to find a mole in a mountain. How's that go? We're not making it up. It's in the scriptures.